Those who eat fugu soup are stupid, but those who don't eat fugu soup also are stupid. So begins the litany of fugu-inspired poems and songs that celebrate the life and spiky times of a sweet-eyed, inflatable fish, a fish with a notorious reputation. NPR's Ketzel Levine visited a restaurant in Seattle to investigate fugu's allure.
Takifugu rupripes, Japanese blowfish, has a dazzling defense mechanism. When threatened by a predator, it puffs itself up to an inedible size and shape. If that doesn't work and the predator bites, the reward is poisonous. Fugu's organs contain a neurotoxin more than 1,000 times deadlier than cyanide.
I've been wanting to try one seriously probably for about the last 9 years. In the culinary world, it's the ultimate test, I guess.
Brian Wilkie, the thinking man's predator, is executive chef at the Western Culinary Institute in Oregon. He teaches about fugu, but until this trip to Seattle, he has never tasted the fish. Of course, you may ask why he'd want to toy with such a deadly delicacy. The answer is that fugu can be completely non-toxic in trained, capable hands. Ken Yamamoto is the owner of Shiki's, the only restaurant in the Pacific Northwest licensed to serve fugu. The expense and the perceived danger keep competitors away. Shiki's is a modest place with a sushi bar and a handful of unadorned tables. The largest presence is the amiable chef himself. He is self-conscious about his English, though, so he's asked regular Neil Urano to translate as the chef attends to a ghostly white glistening mound of fugu.
When you start cleaning the fish, you take the mouth off first.
We'll skip most of the details, except one, what it takes to become a fugu master. The final exam is catching, preparing, and eating your own fugu. The inside joke, either way, you get a certificate. Yamamoto's confidence and skill with a blade have Portland chef Brian Wilkie entranced.
He's perfect. He's perfect. Much the skill, the speed, no wasted motion.
Remove the skin, he makes a cut along the side of the fish on both sides. Pulls the skin off.
There's a decided lack of tension as Chef Yamamoto handles the potentially deadly fish. And there's a very obvious reason. The fugu has no guts. All the offending organs where the poison is concentrated, the livers and ovaries, were removed before the fish left Japan. The work was done by certified fugu chefs, supervised by Japanese government inspectors, who likely scrutinized this very fish before it was flash frozen and exported to the U.S. It's not mere hype that fugu is dangerous. There are dozens of accidental deaths in Japan each year, attributed to unknowing fishermen eating their own catch. But here, the FDA has signed off on fugu when importers play by the rules. All these precautions are lost on four diners at a nearby table who have come to play culinary Russian roulette.
They expect to die.
John Shuchuk has brought three skeptical colleagues to dinner, though he is game.
That's the fugu.
Wow.
Now, how's it taste? Does it taste like chicken?
I can't tell, because not the fish taste, not the meat, animal meat taste.
Okay, so it's got the raw fish taste. Now, I've heard that it gives you a little bit of a feeling. Is that true? No? From the neurotoxins?
Oh.
That's what I thought part of the fun of it was.
The real buzz is not in the tetrodotoxin, but in the risk and reward. Portland chef Brian Wilkie sits with his chopsticks poised over a plate of fugu sashimi. It is so breathlessly sliced, you can see the pattern of the china through the fish.
I'm going to start with a little bit of the skin portion, a little bit of ponzu. That's very delicious.
These are the squiggly bits that you're putting in your mouth now.
Yes. Texture is very similar to a dried yam noodle from Southeast Asia. And the flesh is superb. Absolutely wonderful.
Another fugu poem. Last night, he and I ate fugu. Today, I helped carry his coffin. Art, in this case, did not imitate life. No harm came to any of the diners, only to their wallets. Fugu sells for as much as $5 a sashimi slice, a meal fit for an expense account. At that nearby table, Microsoft was paying, feeding fugu to colleagues from IBM. Ketzel Levine, NPR News, at Shiki's in Seattle.
A list of the 17 fugu-approved restaurants in the United States is at npr.org.